What if you found out, and this is going to sound crazy, but what if your own parents had sued because you were born?
Oh, wow.
Not because you did anything, not because you wrecked their car or anything, but simply because you exist.
Okay, that's.
We're diving into some pretty wild legal territory
Yeah,
today
that's a bit of a head spinner.
because this is a real case
Really?
out of Austria, and it brings up all these questions about where the law draws the line on what counts as harm. Like, how do you even measure that?
You're really getting at those big philosophical questions right off the bat. I like it.
Well, we're all about going deep here, right? In this case, it forces us to think about those terms we always hear, but maybe don't totally grasp wrongful birth,
Right.
wrongful conception.
Yeah, those are definitely conversation starters, to put it
Okay.
mildly. And they're often used interchangeably, but legally speaking, there's a critical distinction.
Hit us with it.
So, wrongful birth is when parents are saying, look, if we'd known about this disability prenatally, we would have chosen to end the pregnancy. Wrongful conception is more about pregnancies that were unwanted altogether, usually due to some medical error, like picture a vasectomy that didn't quite go as planned.
Oof. Okay, so in this Austrian case we're wading into, we're in wrongful birth territory.
Right on the money. Parents sued because their child was born with disabilities.
And they're saying the doctor should have caught that earlier, given them the option.
Precisely. They argue they were denied the informed choice to terminate the pregnancy. And that's where things get really interesting from a legal standpoint.
Because I'm sensing this wasn't just another day at the courthouse, right? This case actually shook things up in Austria's high court, the OGH.
Big time. It's a landmark ruling, no doubt. See, the OGH had this history of, you could say, splitting hairs between wrongful birth and wrongful conception when it came to doling out damages.
Okay, break that down for me.
So if a child with disabilities was born and it was linked to a doctor's error, then parents could be awarded damages for that. But get this, if the child was born healthy, despite the doctor's mistake, no dice.
Wait, so the existence of a disability determined if you got compensation for an unplanned pregnancy?
That was the precedent,
That
yes.
doesn't seem right.
And the court, in this case, agreed. They recognized this distinction wasn't just arbitrary, it was logically inconsistent. Because the financial burden of a child, it exists whether that child has a disability or not.
Right. Diapers cost the same either way.
Exactly. So denying damages in one scenario but not the other, it just didn't hold water anymore.
So, a win for acknowledging the financial realities of parenthood, for sure. But I have to ask, and I'm sure it's crossing everyone's minds, isn't this implying that any unplanned child is somehow a burden, a form of damage? Like, is that what the court is saying?
That is the million-dollar question. And to their credit, the court was very, very careful here. They drew a clear distinction separating the inherent worth of a child
Right.
from the financial hardship that's placed on parents, especially when it stems from a medical professional's alleged negligence.
So, not putting a price tag on the child themselves, but saying, hey, raising a kid costs money, and if we weren't able to plan for it because of a doctor's alleged mistake, that has real-world implications.
Exactly. And to their credit, they didn't shy away from the ethical hot potatoes here either. They grappled with the emotional bond between a parent and child. They even went so far as to examine adoption as a potential, I don't know, solution almost feels like the wrong word.
It does feel icky, like just put the kid up for adoption to offset the costs.
And the court shut that down hard. They were very clear that expecting parents to just give up a child for financial reasons, it completely disregards those powerful emotional ties that bind families together.
Right, like too messy, let's just move on.
And they weren't having it. It oversimplifies an incredibly complex and deeply personal situation. It's reducing human life to a line item on a budget.
Which, I think most people would agree is pretty messed up. But the court's stance, it almost feels like they're trying to bring some humanity back into this very clinical legal discussion. Like we're talking about real lives here, not just case numbers.
Exactly. And they went out of their way to make that clear.
So if this Austrian court was so forward-thinking, why haven't we heard more about this case? Was this like a uniquely Austrian perspective?
And that's where it gets even more interesting because it turns out this isn't just an Austrian thing. Similar cases have actually popped up all over the globe, which shows you just how differently various societies view these incredibly sensitive and complex issues.
Because some legal systems are all for these wrongful birth suits, and others just shut them down completely, no discussion.
Exactly. It's a whole spectrum of legal and ethical thought.
Wow. a global conversation just waiting to happen. But before we go international, I'm stuck on something you said earlier about the court's language, the way they addressed the emotional aspect.
Yeah.
That doesn't always happen in legal rulings, right? Like, usually it's all just very by the book, cut and dry. But here...
And it's the language they use that's so striking, right? Remember how they shut down that whole adoption argument? It wasn't just a dismissal. There was this, I don't know, almost like a gentleness there.
Yeah.
A recognition that they were dealing with real people, with feelings.
Yeah, like they understood the weight of what they were dealing with.
Exactly. They weren't just interpreting the law. They were acknowledging the messiness of human experience. And that's something you don't always see.
It's easy to get caught up in all the legal back and forth, you know? But it's the emotional weight of this case that really gets me. The court actually taking the time to acknowledge that parent-child bond, that felt different.
It is, because it forces us to think about how the law so often, it struggles to really deal with the human element. We want those clear-cut answers, but life just, it's rarely that simple, especially family life.
Totally, and this case really throws that into sharp relief. On the surface, sure, we're talking about medical responsibility, but underneath it all, it's about what it means to be a parent, right? And the weight of those decisions, which, as you said, are often made in the most difficult situations imaginable.
And that's where this Austrian court's approach gets really interesting, because they're acknowledging the very real financial burden an unplanned child can have. I mean, let's be honest, that's a factor. But they also completely shut down the idea of putting a price tag on a child's life.
Yeah.
Like, they drew that line.
Which I'm sure ruffled some feathers on both sides, because
yeah.
How do you even measure those costs? It feels like you're saying some lives are inherently more expensive, more burdensome than others. Talk about a minefield.
Oh, it's a minefield for sure. And I think the court knew that going in. They were walking this tightrope, trying to balance the very real, tangible costs of raising a child with this, I don't even know, immeasurable value of a human life. They were basically saying, look, these parents, they went through something real. There was financial harm because of a doctor's alleged negligence, but that harm, it's separate from their child.
That is a really nuanced distinction, and one that, honestly, I don't think every court would have made. It's like they were pushing back against this very cold, transactional view of life, of families. You see that a lot in these legal battles, don't you?
All the time. This urge to just simplify everything, boil it down to numbers on a page. But the Austrian court, they seem to recognize that there are just some situations that defy easy answers. So they did something kind of radical. They chose to acknowledge the complexity instead of trying to erase it.
Which I think speaks to this bigger conversation the case opens up, because isn't this something we're always wrestling with? How do you balance individual rights and collective responsibility? How do we care for families in need without devaluing certain lives in the process? There's no easy answers here, right?
There really aren't. But by not shying away from how messy it all is, by acknowledging the emotional, ethical weight alongside all the legal, financial realities, the Austrian court actually did something pretty powerful. They reminded us that we're not just talking about abstract concepts here. We're talking about real people, real families, dealing with incredibly personal, incredibly difficult things.
It's like they were holding up a mirror to society and saying, take a look. Are we okay with this? And for a case that, from what I can tell, kind of flew under the radar, that's a pretty impactful legacy to leave. You know, thinking about it, it would have been so easy for the court to get lost in the weeds, you know, all the legal jargon, the precedents. But they stopped. They acknowledged that human element, the emotional side of it. And it makes you wonder, did the lawyers even, the ones who brought the case to them, did they think that was even possible?
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because at its core, this case, it's making us confront some really deep-seated beliefs about what a good life even is. What's a burden? What's a blessing? This goes way beyond the courtroom.
No doubt. And it makes you think, if a case like this, with such huge implications, if it stayed so under the radar, what other conversations are we not having as a society? I mean, what are we just avoiding?
It's telling, isn't it? That silence. It's like we almost want to avoid these tough conversations. Disability, parenthood, the limits of what medicine can really do.
Because it's not as easy as just saying, well, doctors should be perfect. They should catch everything. Things happen, even with the best intentions, right? So then the question becomes, when those curveballs come, how do we respond? As individuals, as a society.
And that's the power of this Austrian case. They didn't try to give us all the answers. There's no 10-step plan for this stuff.
No.
But they modeled something so much more important, I think. They showed us how to even ask the right questions.
Instead of just grabbing for those easy answers, those black and white solutions, when sometimes that's just not how life works.
Exactly. Look for the nuance, the gray areas. That's where the real thinking happens.
Because there are real people at the heart of this, right? With real feelings, real struggles.
And that's what we have to remember. It can't just be about legal strategy or financial bottom lines.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear we're left with a lot more than just some legal precedents or ethical what-ifs. It's a call to action, really, to keep having these conversations, to not shy away from the tough stuff, and to build a society where empathy, where understanding, where that's just the default, even when life throws those curveballs. Thanks for joining us on this one, everyone.